This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Duke Energy is asking for approval of a nearly 10% rate increase for customers. Company officials are making their case before the North Carolina Utilities Commission this week. Part of the increase includes costs connected with cleaning up coal ash pits across the state. WUNC Daily News reporter and producer Will Michaels has been following the story. Will, welcome.
Hey, Frank.
Tell us about this, because Duke originally wanted 15% increase, right? And now they're talking more about a 9-point-something increase.
9.5%. And I should say this is usually routine when a utility comes to the State Utilities Commission every few years and asks for a rate increase. They ask for a particular number. There's a consumer advocate arm of the State Utilities Commission called the public staff that then comes back and says, well, we're more comfortable with this number. This time for Duke Energy Progress, that number happens to be a 9.5% rate increase. There's been some backlash associated with the fact that Duke Energy Progress is saying this time they want about $200 million of that extra income to go toward the costs of cleaning up its coal ash pits around the state.
All right, so tell us a little bit more about that, because that's that would be unprecedented in some ways, or at least set a precedent, because $200 million is that how much they've spent so far? Is that what they're asking for to recoup those losses?
They're actually saying the bill of cleaning up coal ash pits is more like $2.6 billion. The rate increase for Duke Energy Progress would cover $200 million a year, so they wouldn't recoup it all in one year, for instance. But this is also only for Duke Energy Progress customers, not Duke Energy Carolina's customers. There's a separate rate increase hearing. It gets a little complicated, but Duke Energy Progress is the subsidiary that covers parts of Central North Carolina and Eastern North Carolina. The other subsidiary is Duke Energy Carolina's, which covers the western and parts of central part of the state. So that those hearings are coming up next year. For this particular hearing, it's Duke Energy Progress customers, which happens to be a lot in our area.
Right. And so, but the principle is that, look, you made a mistake. You contaminated the Dan River. Clean it up. And now we're saying, yes, we did. And we would like our customers to pay for that. And that's a principle that has created quite a bit of tension.
Well, they're saying actually that they are going to pay for the cost of cleaning up the Dan River, but they want ratepayers to help pay for the cost of cleaning up the coal ash pits around the state. So going back to the Dan River coal ash spill for a second, that happened in February of 2014. Right. About 39,000 tons of coal ash was dumped from the Dan River power plants into the Dan River. What came out of that was a state law that required Duke Energy to clean up its coal ash pits in a few different ways, either excavating them or capping them in place. That Duke Energy is saying is costing them $2.6 billion, and the cost of doing business is associated with a regulated utility that can then pass on those costs to consumers. That's their basic argument.
Yeah, and they use the comparison of buying tires, right?
Right. So I want to get this right. Duke Energy Progress President David Fountain said the other day that this is comparable to tire stores charging customers an extra fee to dispose of an old set of tires. Duke Energy ratepayers are coming back and saying, well, tires aren't threatening the quality of my groundwater. Duke Energy has, I should say, maintained the entire time that, and I should go back again 2 years to say that the state sent letters to hundreds of well owners near coal ash pits around the state saying that their water contains elevated levels of known carcinogens and they should not use it for drinking or cooking. Duke Energy says that there's no evidence to suggest that their coal ash pits are actually responsible for that contamination. However, they have been providing bottled water to residents who live near these coal ash pits since 2015, and they'd like to recover those costs as well.
And in fairness to Duke, the reason you have to pay to get your tire disposed of and not just throw it in your trash bin is because it is a kind of a toxic hazard, has to be disposed of in a certain way. And so the cost of doing it right is the problem. Now, the question is, should Duke have been doing it right from the start? Because there had been questions about that particular technology right from the beginning.
Right. And they're saying in 2015, they actually started providing bottled water. They said out of peace of mind. Again, they're saying there's no evidence to show that we're responsible for this, but we're going to give you bottled water to give you peace of mind. And then last year, state law was changed that required Duke to keep giving these hundreds of people bottled water.
And now they want to charge customers for the water.
Right. They're citing about $300,000 in the Duke Energy Progress case. When you add in the Duke Energy Carolinas subsidiary, that brings it to nearly $2 million. And again, that's a drop in the bucket compared to the $300 million total
right.
that Duke Energy is trying to recover with this rate increase. But it adds up to about $2 million they're trying to recover from particular residents who live near these coal ash.
One of whom is Deborah Graham. Tell us her story.
Deborah Graham lives on a country road, one lane in, one lane out in Salisbury, near the Buck Steam Station. Just beyond the tree line that's at the end of that road are coal ash pits. She was one person who got a letter in 2015 saying, don't use your water for drinking or cooking. She started getting Duke Energy bottled water from Duke Energy in 2015. She knows to the day how many days she has been receiving that bottled water. It's 955 today. But I spoke with her the other day about this rate increase request, which includes recovering the cost for bottled water.
Duke employees come back and say, well, you know, this is cost of doing business, and we have to share that burden. Hey, did Duke share the burden of all this money they got making all this profit back in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and even in 2000 when they made all this profit from being able to dump all this toxic waste into these pits instead of having it hauling away? They didn't share those profits with the customers. We should not have to pay for this. We paid our part, and we paid our power bill.
Salisbury resident Deborah Graham. I'm speaking with WUNC Daily News producer Will Michaels, who spoke with her earlier. Where are we in all of this, and what's next?
There are currently hearings going on. We're in the fourth day of hearings between Duke Energy and the State Utilities Commission today. Whatever agreement they come to, and members of the public staff, I should say, of the State Utilities Commission have expressed concern about adding in these costs for coal ash cleanup into this rate increase. Whatever agreement they come to is going to go into effect starting next year for customers of Duke Energy Progress. Then, as I said before, there'll be another rate increase request for Duke Energy Carolinas.
Will Michaels, WUNC Daily News producer. Thank you, Will.
Thanks, Frank.